This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
We've been kind of, you know, thinking and talking just between us about whether Facebook actually helps improve your self-esteem and sense of self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Because you read something, you read a research sort of article.
Yeah.
Just to make you sound really, you know, highbrow.
Some university researchers have done like a book or, you know, a report.
A study.
On the effects of Facebook on your self-esteem. And they noted that if people were feeling, you know, the people that they studied, when they were feeling down about themselves, they would go check their Facebook profiles, and then afterwards they would feel better because it was like self-validation type stuff. You know, they'd go on there and see all the people that like them and, you know, all the things that they'd put on there about, you know, these are the things I'm interested in, and then they'd go, oh, I feel better now.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a situation of you venting on Facebook and people kind of backing you up.
Yeah.
You know, people leaving comments and go, oh, yeah, you know, I know what that's like, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I think that does have a very calming effect. I remember when I was in Paris and my phone got stolen out of my pocket, and I went on Facebook just to, you know, vent a little and to update the situation. It was very interesting. Like, you know, some people back you up, and, you know, and sometimes though, I have to say, without warning, your Facebook thread can turn into a bit of a discussion forum, like a debating forum.
Yeah.
You know, very strong opinions come out, and maybe you won't feel so good about yourself after, you know, you've been told off.
Well, I find it really interesting because I don't find myself to be a heavy Facebook participant. Well, you know, I'll go on there and check.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, you know, actively posting things. That's just not the way I
roll. Since I quit Twitter, Facebook has been, you know, my main, you know, channel for producing quality content.
There, self-esteem.
Yeah, there you go. Sense of self-worth.
It's funny, Dave, because I was also reading an article this week about, are we becoming more narcissistic? Because, you know, we've now got all of these tools that we're using and we're constantly posting, you know, we're checking into where everywhere we go. We're, you know, taking photos on Instagram. We're Twittering and Facebooking everything. You know,
we're sharing so much of ourselves. You know, look at this dish that I made. Look at this outfit that I'm wearing. Look how much weight I've lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you do have a point. And I don't think I personally have become more narcissistic. I just think that it, you know, there's a lot. People are more aware of it now.
Yeah.
It's never changed. I think I've always been that kid who liked to take photos, but I think...
Well, if you've ever seen a picture of Dave from when he was younger, you can tell, yes.
Striking a pose since I was three. It's really quite embarrassing. I think it's very embarrassing, but at the same time, I've grown used to it. I've grown to accept that this is how I am.
Yeah.
And but the thing about Facebook is that, yeah, you know, you do see a lot of people posting selfies and seeking validation like that. I have teenage cousins on there that post pictures of themselves and, you know, they would leave comments like, you know, oh, I feel so ugly. And I'm just like, girl, you are hot and you know it.
You say that it's about pop artist versus character.
Pop artist versus character.
Forget what you've heard. I do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
I'm really excited about your pick this week, Jade, because you said to me on the down low when we met up earlier this week that I am going to love your choice.
I think you are.
Okay. There was that awkward pause where she's like, maybe not.
Well, look, you know, because I wasn't really sure that, you know, like 2 weeks ago when I picked Wild Bell, I had no concept, like I hadn't even, it hadn't entered my mind that you would like it.
You see, people think they know this queen.
Yeah.
They think I'm all about like Loreen and like, you know, my dance ballads and my, you know, British pop, but I can get down to some indie reggae stuff, you know. I love music for, you know, all different types of music. So hit me with it, Jade. What have you got?
Okay, my music pick of the week this week, Dave, is Churches. The song is Recover. It's from an EP called Recover. They're a band from Glasgow. They've been around since sort of late 2011, so just a little bit over a year, and have had sort of two or three like songs come out, and this is sort of their first thing that's put together, I think, from a vocal perspective. So it's a female front woman. From a vocal perspective, she kind of reminds me a bit of Robin.
Oh, okay.
But musically, I feel like it's probably a bit too indie for Robin.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Because it's synth pop, but I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem as sort of radio ready, nice synth pop as
so yeah because yes. Robin makes a certain type of dance music that crosses over in most instances, has the ability to cross over to mainstream radio. So with Churches, mind you guys, it's not spelt Churches as, you know, you would spell Churches. Instead of the U, they've replaced it with a V.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just you know, technicalities.
Yeah,
if you want to look them up, you might want to keep that in mind.
Yeah, exactly. So I really like the song. I think the song itself is actually about an interesting point in a relationship when you're deciding whether to stay together or break up.
Oh, those are the best moments of any relationship, aren't they? You can tell by the tone in my voice that I've been there, and it's not fun.
Yeah. And the video, Dave, for this is seriously like it's really sort of post-apocalyptic, you know, sci-fi inspired, a gritty version of Spice Girls' Spice Up Your Life video.
No, you did not just take it there. Really? You're comparing this to the epic Spice Up Your Life?
Yes, I am.
Which, you know, defined life. I'm exaggerating, of course.
So it is. I really like the sound they've got here, and hopefully they start recording a bit more so you can get a bit more of an idea.
So how many tracks are on this Recover EP?
There's four tracks, but two of them are remixes of Recover.
Oh, come on. So really, they've only got two songs.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, you guys. Get your act together.
Joy 94.9.
This week on Different Strokes, you are looking at a web series.
Yes.
A web TV series.
It's called Easy Abby, and it follows, funnily enough, Abby.
who wouldn't have seen it coming.
She's a 30-something woman sort of living in Chicago. She's kind of like this character that's trying to figure it all out and, you know, doesn't really have it together, working odd jobs and kind of each episode there's a new woman in her life.
I think a lot of people in their 30s or early 30s or whatever would be able to relate to that. You know, that sense of, you know, trying to make things work and maybe you didn't turn out like what your parents thought you would be or what you thought you would be, you know, doing at in your 30s.
Some people go through that in their 20s.
Yeah, I know. I'm going through that right now, but it's okay. That's a separate issue. But
but let's just go on Facebook and validate yourself.
Yeah, let me go on Facebook and validate myself so people can tell me how awesome I am.
But it is, I find it, I mean, for me, the episodes are, you know, they're sort of 5 minutes each. There's 14 episodes so far. And Dave, I really love consuming TV in this way.
Okay.
Like the 5 minute, like bite-sized things, because I don't know about you, but you know,
I don't even have time for like 12-minute YouTube videos unless it's like a Beyonce interview or something.
Yeah,
you know?
So I just feel like, you know, now there's so much stuff to watch, you know, and so much content being produced. I kind of like the idea that I can, you know, go and watch a 5-minute first episode of something and go, oh yeah, there was enough in that for me to go back and, you know, to go and watch the second episode or so on, rather than, you know, committing an hour or half an hour to something and then going, oh, that was pretty bad.
No, I think with your television watching, I think it's nice to switch it up. If your taste is in drama, you know, it's probably good to still stick to those TV kind of dramas where they've got the meatier, longer episodes. But every now and then it's nice to indulge in some a bit of webisodes here and there.
You know how we're often talking about, like, during the app review, Dave, that there's, like, you know, for me, I like to find apps that I can play while I'm waiting for the tram or whatever.
Yes,
I feel like this type of TV where it's 5-minute episodes.
You can watch on a tram.
Oh, I've been delayed 5 minutes. Let me just watch the episode.
Let me just catch up on an episode. So how often do these episodes come out if they're only 5 minutes?
Well, they've been coming out fairly regularly since late 2011. But they're...
do they have seasons? That's the other thing.
Well, they don't appear to have any sort of season. It's just kind of going.
It just happens.
So it's just, you know, here's a new episode. You know, I think if you like shows like The L Word or Lip Service, you know, those kind of angsty type lesbians trying to get it together type shows, you will like this. You will like Easy Abby.
You will like Easy Abby. And we've posted a link. Oh, we are going to post a link.
We're going to post a link to where you can get it. It's easyabby.com.
Joy 94.9.
So, Jade, it's so interesting that I am doing an app review because this is like this has pretty much never happened in Different Strokes.
I can't remember it ever happening.
Can't remember it ever happening as well. So today Jade turned to me and she said, oh, you know, you've been harping on about this app called I Made Face. Do you want to review it? I was like, me? Do an app review on Different Strokes?
What would I do?
Oh, my God, what do I do? So it's a really cool app, you guys. So it's an app that lets you design a cartoon face. Yep. So it can be a cartoon face of yourself, friends, anything really, your favorite celebrity, anything like that. So it's a free app that's available on iOS and Android. The options are pretty cool. So you can do, you know, it starts with a guy or a girl option, you know, so you go from there and then you pick the hair. You get to pick the hair, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking hairstyles and color. And there's a surprising array of hairstyles in this thing. I'm really surprised.
Yeah, I thought initially maybe I would have to make myself a boy because I've got short hair. But no, they've got all kinds of short hairstyles for girls.
Yeah, exactly. So I was blown away by the amount of hairstyles available. So much so that when I came to creating an image of myself, I have to go, okay, which era of David Lim hairthology should I be referencing?
Yeah.
Because I think I change my hairstyle maybe once every 9 months. So.
Yeah, well, when I saw you just earlier this week, you had a different hairstyle than you've got today. So
I get bored easily, okay? If I had enough money for wigs, I'll probably do it too. So array of hairstyles on there. And the interesting thing about this is that you would think it's easy to do a cartoon version of your face. But as Jade found this morning, she tried to do it in a rush. It just doesn't work.
It's very hard, Dave.
There's a lot of detail. So you got to pick the right nose.
The right eyes.
Oh, the eyes. The nose makes such a big difference. And the face shape. Yeah. They actually have a lot of different types of face shapes.
Well, and Dave, I found that both you and I, in our cartoon form, seem to look a lot like your 14-year-old brother.
I don't know what's going on there. Something creepy happening. But you cannot be looking like my little brother. It's just weird. You need to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I was trying not to make myself look Asian, and I came out looking
but
Asian.
But you came out looking like an Asian boy. A teenage Asian boy. So much to your credit, you're looking a lot younger in your I Made Face photo.
Yeah.
So I've made some of my friends, you know, and it's a long process because you got to get the face shape right. You got to get the nose right. But it's loads of fun. So you guys, you know, check it out if you're the creative type.
Joy 94.9.
Jade, it's time that we make a very important announcement about the future of our show.
Yes. This is our third last show, Dave.
Third last show. So the last episode ever of Different Strokes is going to be on Thursday, 18th of April.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that we have mutually decided to end Different Strokes, to take it off air, is due to work commitments.
Yep.
We're volunteers here at Joy. You know, all your presenters on Joy, we're all volunteers and we have work commitments, and a fantastic new work opportunity has come up for Jade.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that means that we won't have time to do Different Strokes anymore.
But we'll be doing podcasts.
Yeah, there'll be podcasts. And we're looking into a future of, you know, continuing the show in some way, some form, online.
Yeah.
So not
Which is at the heart of Different Strokes anyway.
Yeah, we do love our online stuff. So it kind of makes sense for us to take the show in that direction if we can't be on air anymore. So we want to say thanks to everyone who's been so supportive of the show and all the strokers, all our listeners.
We feel like we're going out at top level content rather than at bottom level content.
Yeah, you don't want us. You don't want to see us when we're scraping at the bottom of the barrel.
You don't want to be season 9 X-Files.
Coming from an X-Files fan, that is some intense shade.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.